fighting for America.
You've got tremendous love for this country, Kevin, and the people of Idaho. And anybody that has had a chance to be able to get to know you, even just listening to you on the radio, knows you got a heart of gold, man. And we all appreciate you.
Fighting for Idaho.
Hey, thanks again, Kevin, and thanks to the audio. You know, we appreciate you and the community, obviously. Appreciate you guys all the time. I'm just another one.
Fighting for you.
Everybody isn't Kevin Miller, and I'm not just saying this. I said this behind your back. You are one of the best in the entire country. I know that for a fact. But you are an exception, sadly, a big exception to what our industry has become.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller here again with you. Hour number four, thank you for joining us. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. If you're keeping score at home, 806 as we start your day. Remember, Glenn Beck coming up next, and we will be at East Junior High School tomorrow. Thanks, CapEd Credit Union, promoting our schools, securing our future. A few things that are going on today. We've been talking all morning long concerning Adrian Peterson. Do want to thank Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, for giving us the legal perspective. Has Adrian Peterson been convicted of a crime? Well, no, but he has been convicted in the court of public opinion. And switching gears a little, you have the situation involving Ray Rice, who now wants to go back to the NFL and say to the NFL, look, it's double jeopardy. I, in fact, got my punishment. I'm supposed to get a two-game suspension. The fact that the Ravens voided my contract is unacceptable in America today. Well, the NFL doesn't have to employ anybody. It's a private organization. And if they deem that you violated some law, it's not a court of law. And quite frankly, wouldn't it be smart if Ray Rice just manned up and did the right thing and decided, I'm going to take a year off. I'm going to get legitimate counseling. I'm going to try and make my wife the priority that she should be. And I'm going to make sure that I never give her a left hook again. Wouldn't that be real progress? But, I mean, let's face it. We live in a politically correct world today. Talk radio is much more politically correct than it ever was. I take a look at some of the jokes that we talked about even a couple years ago. You can't say those things anymore. Look at what happened to ESPN. It's been turned into a social cause network. We have people saying we need to rewire how men think. Well, not all men, but when you have the hip-hop culture, when you have the culture of violence, when you have everything else, when you have, as Linda from Emmett found out, when you have this issue involving how to behave and not how to behave, why are we surprised? Why are we surprised indeed? So coming up this hour, I do want to get back to what is discipline and what is abuse. By the way, if you suspect child abuse, you can call in your cell 211 or 334-KIDS. That's 334-5437. That's an issue, number one. Number two, ISIS. You've heard the president, you've heard others building this coalition after another beheading. Building a coalition, are we ever going to see anything like we saw in the second Gulf War, never mind the first? Really? I mean, come on. That's number one. Number two, when we're taking a look at the world we live in today, it's very easy for a lot of us to say, you know, we need to go wipe those guys out. It won't be us going after the IEDs. It won't be us living in danger, will it? No, it won't. So it's easier said than done. And let's face it, does the president truly have a plan? Let's talk a little bit more about ISIS, ISIL, as we move along. How confident are you that this is the right thing to do? Patriot Ray, good morning. You're on with Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. Congratulations on the Marconi Award. Oh. Awesome. We knew you deserved it.
Well, thank you. I think I deserve a lot of things. Sometimes you get it, and sometimes they get you.
Well, hopefully you get more than you get.
Well, I've gotten a lot.
You know, you've got a beautiful wife to be proud of, and You've got a great life right now with everything going on. Marconi Award, at least you're being recognized for the true man you are and what your beliefs are. And you put yourself on the line every day, and we appreciate that. As far as ICE is concerned, you know, if we had different leadership, I'd probably feel more comfortable about even putting boots on the ground. But with a leader, a chief that goes ahead and announces what they're going to do, when they're going to do it, and how they're going to do it, you don't win wars that way.
Right.
I mean, every stratagem you can think of does not say announce what you're going to do. And so when he says he's going to pull out, all ISIS has to do is just sit back and wait for him to pull out. And that's what happened with everything. He announced when we were going to leave the war scene. And we left equipment there. We didn't leave enough military to take care of it. Leaving arms behind, as far as I'm concerned, is the wrong move, too. So when it comes to ISIS, here's a group that has announced they want to kill everybody who does not believe the way they believe. That's not being kind to your brother and loving your brother. So even the Muslims who declare that they are not with them, they're not vocal enough because they fear them, I believe. So as we go along, we just need to be careful, and we have to pick a better leader because.
Oh, but we have the president now until the end.
Yeah,
two and a half more years. So you can't sit there and, you know, wait for somebody else. We've got to deal with what we have, right?
Well, if Boehner and some of the others really had the guts and quit being afraid about being politically correct because we have a black president, and the only way you would take him out of office is because he's black, that's the only reason it would happen. No. We need to have the guts and the determination to do the right thing. And Harry Reid and the others who follow this president to the hilt, they will pay the price someday, too. Maybe not in this life, but in another life they will.
Hey, true.
So we need to go forward. And as far as children are concerned, don't abuse children. There's a fine line there. So I don't think race with the beating of his wife, knocking her out, I don't think he should play again. But you have people in his community that say, oh, we need to forgive him because he's a good ball player. Oh, forget that. I'm sorry. There's a lot of good ball players out there.
Patriot Ray, thank you, brother.
Have a great one. Bye.
Bye-bye. We appreciate it. Not only are we talking ISIS, the Taliban is back.
The attacker detonated his car bomb next to an international military convoy, killing 3 troops and wounding 5. Up to 20 civilians were also injured. NATO soldiers gave first aid to their wounded colleagues amid the wreckage. The attack happened on a main road in Kabul that leads to the airport and is a couple hundred yards from the U.S. embassy. We haven't been told the nationality of the troops. The Taliban have claimed responsibility. Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
Just when we thought we were done with them. We've got the Taliban, we've got ISIS, we've got Al-Qaeda, the big three, never mind Iran, China, North Korea, the Ukraine, Putin. Boy, talk about why we all have issues, and pretty much we've become a nation of checkout Charlies.
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
Yeah, it's very easy to say unless you have kids, troops, whomever, that might be going into harm's way. Look, we've just been through 2 brutal engagements, 2 brutal battles, 2 brutal wars, and yet the situation seems to be worse. Liberal Steve with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO.
Hey, hey, hey. Buenos dias. Welcome to my America. Hey.
Why do you always do that?
Because I know there's some people out there that get so irritated.
Is that like a shtick? Well, we don't really need to irritate people. Hold on. We need to attract people. We need to make sure that Kevin Miller has a job as opposed to trying to alienate and lose people.
Well, Kevin Miller, the moment my voice comes on the airwaves, people are attracted to you like magnets, negative to positive. So don't worry about it.
Something to do with flies.
Hey, the discipline has to be fit to the punishment. The punishment has to fit the discipline. This abuse stuff, it's been going on since the beginning of when we crawled out of the caves. Okay, you're never going to stop it. You got the rich that abuse. I mean, look at people that got off with, I don't know if they did it or not, but allegedly
their little daughter in the basement was at Colorado 15 years ago or whatever, the little model girl that was found dead in her basement and went to trial with parents and everything.
Her parents were found innocent, and that's JonBenet Ramsey. Are you making sense? We're talking ISIS and the Taliban, and you're talking JonBenet Ramsey.
Well, I wanted to sing something about the ISIS. Syria, we're coming to your cities. We're bringing in our drones. We'll be singing Miss American Pie and ISIS. Hi, we can fly.
Did you just combine American Pie and coming to your city?
And ISIS, we can fly high. So if your gang wants to keep going with the bang, we'll bring in the drones.
Ah!
And we'll bring
the drones. My sentiments exactly, Sweet William. Pro-life, you're on with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. By the way, it is 8:16, currently 76 degrees in Nampa. Good morning, Pro-life.
Well, hey, it's attractive pro-life talking.
Attractive pro-life.
Yeah. Versus Mr. Steve there. But anyway.
You're trying to bring people into the fold.
Right. But anyway, you were saying that we have to put up with President Obama for the next 2.5 years. Well, I don't really believe that. We could change the president. You know, Egypt got rid of Mubarak, then they got Morsi. They didn't like him, and so they went into the streets and rioted until, you know, the military had to do something. But in our nation, if we didn't go to work, if we didn't do anything, if we just shut down the nation, until Obama left, he'd leave. But, you know, the people are too wimpy to even speak up about impeaching him in the House of Representatives because they know the senators wouldn't do that. But
well, what about our congressman? What do you say about Congressman Simpson?
He's a wimp.
What about Congressman Labrador?
He's a big wimp. Mr. Risch, Mr. Crapo, they're all wimps. And the governor, that's why.
Just because they don't agree with you, they're wimps?
No, because privately, they'll tell you that the president is committing impeachable acts against our Constitution. But then publicly, they'll never say a thing.
I got to tell you, but I had to push you to do it.
Yeah?
As everyone is my witness, you did call the governor a wimp, but I had to push you to do it. You said it right to his face.
Yep, I did. And
I don't know if he took you seriously or not.
No, he's not the worst. I don't know if he's the worst wimp. He's just a general wimp.
Hey, are you going to be on those debates or what?
Well, probably because.
Probably. Did you make the cut or not?
No, they said I didn't campaign in enough parts of the state.
So but he got dumped?
Yeah, but see, here's what's going to happen.
It's hey, diddle diddle.
Here's, you know, Harley and
Walt.
And Walt Bays, they got on the debates because the governor has the right position. If public money is going to public television, then every person on the ballot gets in the debate. So I believe that Governor Otter has always been consistent with that. So I think he's going to say there were three of us, two independents and the Constitution Party guy, they say aren't going to be on it. But I think that the governor will say, well, I'm not coming to the public television debate.
Well, then they'll do it without him.
No, they won't. They always let him in, and they let the other people in.
Well, you heard it here first. Pro-life, thank you for the call. 818, let's get you to work safely and on time.
John Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Idaho, K. Miller in the morning. 824, phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. By the way, speaking of the Marconi Award, if you really want to know what it is, we have got a great blog at 580kido.com, and the title of it, How We Won the Marconi, because it's we, and that's the difference between this program and others. It is a collective effort. We are the sum of the parts, if you will. By the way, we lost Bob. Bob, I hope you come back. Bob just sent me an email that when he does hear Liberal Steve, he goes somewhere else. Bob, please come back. We need every person that matters. And it's funny because people say to me, oh, Kevin, you're a big star. Nope. Just trying to justify my existence like you each and every day. Couple things going on. Number one, apparently Idaho has the worst drivers in the world, according to Insure.com. We'll talk a little bit about that. And the long arm of the food police has moved their way into local school districts. We talked about this last week. And do you think it's fair that the government dictates what your kids can and can't eat? Do you have the freedom to be fat? Note to self, must write that down for my domain that will I'll instantly strike it rich. Freedom to be fat. Now, don't use my ideas. I never use them. Anyway, let's finish out this segment here, though. If you're just tuning in, the number one story in America right now, and in Idaho for that matter, is the Adrian Peterson controversy.
I'll tell you what. You want to know what the best next step is? That guy should never be on the field again. And I don't want to hear about how he grew up, what he learned. This was a whipping of a four-year-old boy, for God's sake. And all I'm telling you right now, that is sickness to me.
There you have Hall of Famer. No, not Hall of Famer. You have NFL analyst Boomer Esiason saying that Adrian Peterson, an all-star running back, all-pro running back, I think he's the NFL's most valuable player or what have you, should not play ever again in the NFL because he beat his kid with a stick. Adrian Peterson's defense, that's how I was disciplined. I was beaten. I had welts. I'm not a child abuser. This is the second time that Mr. Peterson has been investigated for hitting one of his sons. It does beg the question, what is and what is acceptable when it comes to discipline? By the way, Bob, thank you for coming back. We appreciate that. I do. Thank you, sir. Here's the defense of Adrian Peterson from Charles Barkley.
I'm from the South. Whipping is, we do that all the time. Every black parent in the South is going to be in jail under those circumstances.
Every parent in America would be in jail. Now, look, child abuse is horrific. It's despicable. But on the other hand, corporal punishment is a good thing. And I know there are a lot of people today that don't hit their kids, that don't discipline their kids. And last hour, I agreed with Brandon, who said, look, I believe that you got to have the discipline. You have to have that respect for authority. Maybe you can get that with a timeout. Maybe you can get that with now, Timmy. But to vilify people for disciplining their kids is wrong. On the other hand, how much can a four-year-old really learn? And how about like a tap as opposed to leaving welts? And anybody who saw those photos, you know what I'm talking about. And you that are parents, grandparents, guardians, you know what I'm talking about. The innocence and the, you know, the naive of being a kid. You know, we want to foster that. We want to nurture that. We want to protect that. And quite frankly, are there some crimes where you just forget about the due process? As horrific as they may seem, Ray Rice getting ready to run back in and say, hi, everybody, I was denied my due process. Yeah, I did pop my wife, but I told the NFL I did it. You know, people laugh at me sometimes. My friends laugh at me sometimes when I talk about there's a code. And it's funny because I've become very comfortable with you because you live by that same code. There's the law and then there's ethics. There's the law and there's how you live your life. And the code is if you find yourself doing something that would embarrass your family, your wife, your husband, your place of business, you don't do it. You don't act like an idiot. There's a level of maturity, right? And that's a code that we live by here. Now, many people will make fun of that. Many people will say I'm a moral relativist, whatever. God bless them, best to them. But you take a look at people that live by the code, that live by the system, the process, and chances are the probability for success is higher. You'll live a happier life. If you never lie, you never have to remember the lie, right? But you tell me. At 580-5436, 580-KIDO.
Best next step is that guy should never be on the field again. And I don't want to hear about how he grew up, what he learned.
Many of us grew up with being spanked. Many of us did that. But there's a line, is there not? I think it's best personified in the Oscar-winning movie, Good Will Hunting. I can't believe that Matt Damon and Ben Affleck wrote this. No wonder they won the Academy Award for it, with the late Robin Williams.
My father was an alcoholic. Mean drunk. He'd come home hammered, looking to wail on somebody. So I'd provoke him so he wouldn't go after my mother and little brother. Interesting nights were when he wore his rings.
He used to just put a wrench, a stick, and a belt on the table and just say, choose.
Well, I gotta go with the belt there, Vanna.
I used to go with the wrench.
Why the wrench?
Just f*** him, that's why.
Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
And Wiley, weekdays at 6. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
It's a very emotional topic for me personally, having grown up a victim of abuse.
I was swatted and smacked, and a couple times I got a few welts. We never got a whooping that we didn't deserve.
It's one thing to spank a child, but when you're ripping the flesh, you're going to see officers taking charge of these children.
Make everything wonderful, right? 8:39, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Coming up, we'll have the latest on ISIS. However, we are talking about, you know, what is discipline? How many times have we played this over the years at 580 KIDO?
Assume the position.
Now, when you think of that, we all laugh. On the other hand, who's to say that when you're disciplining your kids, that you might not be brought up on charges? False charges, but charges that are serious, that take money. Now, not everybody is Adrian Peterson, right? Not everybody has the big money to hire big defense attorneys. Nobody wants to go through that. Can you imagine being falsely accused of abusing your child? That's just no good. So we'll get back to that in a minute. Phone number is here, 580-5436. 580-KIDO. You can always reach me on Facebook, Kevin Miller on Facebook, or 580-KIDO on Facebook as well. Let's go to Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio, with the latest on ISIS, ISIL, and everything else. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. You know, we take a look at the congressional reaction to this and the ISIS threat. You have many folks, kind of like the usual suspects, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, very concerned. Where's the administration on the ISIS threat to Homeland Security here?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, we have.
There's something in my line here. I'm sorry. I've got a crackle in my line. Go ahead.
You know, I've got a crackle in my brain. No worries, Rachel. You know, we take a look at the reaction of ISIS and ISIL threat to the homeland. We know what John McCain and Lindsey Graham are saying. I'm trying to figure out what's the administration say? Do they believe that there is a threat to the homeland here?
Oh, at this point, the administration does not say there's any known threat to the homeland. That's pretty much the line that we usually hear. Now, as far as if there's chatter or something going on that intelligence officials may be hearing, we wouldn't necessarily know about that. But one thing that is happening on the homeland front is that the Department of Justice is starting a program where they will work with community leaders in local areas as well as religious leaders to identify potential terrorists early, essentially, young people who might defect to ISIS. They're going to be identifying these people somehow and hopefully keeping that from happening. So there's different programs and things going on both here at home, and then we've heard a lot about what the strategy is overseas.
How much of a sell is that in Congress when we're talking about this coalition going on?
Oh, I think it'll be a bit of a sell compared to what they're doing right now. In fact, at this hour, the Senate Armed Services Committee is hearing from the Defense Secretary, Chuck Hagel, and also the Joint Chiefs of Staff head, General Martin Dempsey. They're hearing from both of them, and they need to be sold on the idea of arming these Syrian rebels, the Syrian Free Army that's been trying to topple President Bashar Assad for some time. And the idea is to put boots on their feet and weapons in their hands and give them the artillery that they need to take on ISIS. So it's expected that Congress probably will take action on this. They don't want to leave town and start their campaign stretch to the midterm elections not having done anything.
Well, you bring up a good point here at 580KIDO. Rachel Sutherland joining us. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580KIDO. Rachel from Fox News Radio. How much do the ever-competitive, perhaps too competitive, midterm elections in some of these red states where the blues are running for reelect, how much of this ISIS issue plays into that? Are people talking about that at all?
You would imagine that they are, although it wouldn't seem that there's too much argument. If there's argument about ISIS, it's how to get it done. You hear people like Senator John McCain saying the president's plan doesn't go far enough. And even some Democrats within the obviously the president's own party saying that they're worried that there will be American boots on the ground ultimately, that you really just can't avoid it. In fact, this morning, Maryland Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger told Fox News that, you know, that he was concerned. But he also believed that we could back up these Syrian fighters so that possibly that could be avoided.
Rachel, that's an interesting point. We have, I think, at least three groups. We've got Assad, we've got ISIS, we've got the Free Syrian Army, and maybe another couple groups. It's not like we have the unified opposition as we did in Afghanistan with the Northern Alliance.
Right, and it is. It's complicated as to who these people are in Syria. We do hear that somehow we've vetted these rebels, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not privy to the details of this vetting. And who are these rebels? We do understand that the Syrian Free Army appears to be the, quote, good guys. Apparently, these people are made of professionals, doctors, lawyers, people like that, who just really have been persecuted by President Bashar al-Assad. So the idea is to work with this army and others that are friendly to the United States. But like you say, it's complicated.
And speaking of complicated, we've got Assad that's a thug. He tortures his people, but he doesn't kill the Christians, thankfully. And yet now we're telling Assad, don't shoot down our planes, even though we don't support you. We're killing the enemy of our enemy. Very strange.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. President Assad, before he even really did anything.
Right. I mean, how?
Hitting him back first.
You wonder how that plays on the Hill.
Right. And I think today, though, the focus on the Hill is really hearing about arming these rebels and how that's going to turn out. And like I say, right now, Chuck Hagel is briefing members of the Senate Armed Services Committee. A vote in the House could come as early as tomorrow on this plan to arm the rebels. So a lot of activity there on the Hill.
Rachel, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Quick draw McGraw there, Rachel Sutherland. We appreciate that. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580KIDO. So as we move to the threat of ISIS and ISIL, it is very serious. Do we have the clip of how serious it is? Let's try that again. Operator error.
I'm back!
Now, with respect to our friend Tea Party Bob, which is more eye-opening and which is more awakening? This?
Ah! Oh!
Ah! Or?
Hello, Iowa! I'm back!
That just gives me goosebumps. What about you? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's figure out this ISIS-ISIL strategy, number one. Number two, is it time? Is it go time? How many times will we be taunted? How many times will we have to witness innocents being killed, being murdered by these thugs that do not fear us? Let's discuss next. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. It is 8:48. Time for traffic. Good morning.
Alex Jones, weekday evenings at 7. Now, back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Heidi Ho, don't forget East Junior High tomorrow in Boise, promoting our school, securing our future. Thank you, CapEd Credit Union, for making that happen. And coming up, a very special broadcast Thursday that we'll talk about coming up. We go to Mark in Boise at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good to talk with you. You know what I don't understand about this whole ISIS thing? Fox News about a week and a half ago reported that our good beloved traitor in chief knew about ISIS and did nothing about it. As they advanced into the area which they now control there, why is it that Obama did not use any kind of surgical strikes, drone strikes, to take out the armaments catches that were there unless he wanted them to capture those weapons? Why is it I'm hearing on Fox, and nobody seems to be questioning this in any form, not even Fox, they just showed them with the refineries and how they're making about $3 million and sustaining themselves out of the money from the oil that they're selling. Wouldn't you think that you would go in there and knock out their pipelines or the refining capability? Nobody in the, not even Fox, is questioning this. Now, does this make any sense, any logical sense to anybody out there, why Obama has not done any of the things that are logical steps to weakening ISIS, especially the funding?
Well, I will tell you, I don't understand how we let them take over Iraq when we spent billions of blood and treasure. And, you know, there were just a bunch of thugs with machine guns. It seemed kind of strange to me that we didn't stop this problem before it started.
Well, and the one other thing is, even, and I have to say it, I mean, I watch Fox more than the others. I try to watch them all just to see and filter out the BS from the facts as much as possible. But, you know, I've even heard them, along with the other mainstream media outlets, they have built this ISIS up to sounding like they were worse than Saddam Hussein's, you know, army. Before we went in there and attacked them in Iraq, they made them sound like, oh, my gosh, they're undefeatable. I mean, they're nowhere near the numbers that Iraq had in his military that we had to face back then. So you have a good day, sir.
All right, Mark, thank you. A lot of skepticism here when we're talking about the ISIS threat, and how much do you make of the brutal beheading of an innocent civilian?
Your evil alliance with America, which continues to strike the Muslims of Iraq and most recently bombed the Haditha Dam, will only accelerate your destruction.
There we have it. And are we really capable? Now, I know the veterans are capable. I know the patriots are capable of saying enough is enough. We're not going to take it. We're going to take these folks down, because the only language that they understand is that of pain, is that of death. And hard to believe in the world we live in today, when we're debating Adrian Peterson and whether or not he should be charged criminally, that we're going up against evil incarnate. For how evil is it that you kill an innocent person savagely? And we've had people that think to themselves, look, it's a front, like Tom Munns saying, we don't know if the beheading happened. I saw that video, and I'm thinking to myself, do we allow it to continue on? The big question I think that all of us have is, where's the leadership? You know, sooner or later, what do they call it? You have to buck up. Where is the leadership from the administration? On one hand, you have John McCain, Lindsey Graham, the gang of the usual suspects that sit back and say that they're coming to America. Well, if they come to America and they cause problems, shame on us. Shame on us for not doing anything about the drug cartels. Shame on us for not doing anything about our border. Shame on us for allowing these parasites to threaten us. Are we not the United States of America? And shame on us for misusing our military. And in an era today when the government can't pay its own bills, that we've sent billions to the Middle East, and now our own weapons are being used against us. Troubling times. Certainly people will be debating that in the 2014 election, the 2016 election. Is it Hillary Clinton that will provide leadership? I mean, are we ready to ride back on the Clinton campaign? Or is it somebody else? I mean, think about this. How comfortable would you feel hearing this?
Hello, Iowa. I'm back.
Oh, ho. Boy, talk about a bucket of ice water. Quickly to traffic. It is... And Kay Miller with you here. It is 8:59. Coming up next, Fox News on the radio. Thank you all for joining us here this morning. Coming up tomorrow, we're at East Junior High. Currently 74 in Star, Idaho. And tomorrow, we'll be talking to the kids, the parents, the teachers, about the difference that you can make. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. Jamie Emmett.